this episode, we're going to break down why you need to go all in on your podcast if you want to grow fast, get big, and monetize as soon as possible. Ty, let's take it away, man. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tyke O'Shea.
I feel like that's one of them intros where our listeners are probably expecting me to go on like a massive rampage, like an angry ant episode, but it wasn't actually quite that. I think this kind of topic came up just because me and Tyke were thinking in terms of, okay, past clients who've had amazing results and also the podcasters who we've had come on the show. What are the similarities? What things do they all have in common? And this whole idea of going all in. Now, if you're listening to this right now, you might feel like you're completely all in. And I don't doubt that. I don't know. But we want to give you an idea of showing you, like, a lot of the times as business owners or entrepreneurs and creators, we're stuck in our own bubble of our own standards of what all in means. But when you can see the contrast between how you're operating versus how the top 0.1% of other podcasts out there operating, it just gives you a much more better perspective of where you are in terms of effort and all-inness. Is that a thing, all-inness, Tyg?
You just made it a thing. I think you made a really interesting point there in that we can be quite, is jaded the right word? Basically just not have enough of a reference point around what all-in really means. So that we might think we're all-in, but compared to those who have got the results we're after, we're actually not all-in at all. I think is it especially easy in podcasting as a business owner, because podcasting is probably just one arm of your business. And just by you showing up each week, getting the episodes recorded, potentially you're just scheduling with guests, maybe or maybe not doing your own editing. And if not, it's an expense that you're paying someone else for. All these things, the running of it is no light work, right? So just by doing this, you probably think I'm working really hard on this. I'm really doing this. I'm staying consistent. I'm all in and I'm not seeing anything back yet. So of course I'm all in. I've basically got faith. I'm putting episodes out each week at a big time expense at the minimum, and I'm not seeing anything else yet. I'm all in, right? So it can then be a bit of a rude awakening if we maybe provide a new perspective and say, well, actually, are you all in?
Yeah, I completely agree, man. I think a story that would help with this was like, this isn't really even a podcasting story. This is just more like in business and in life, you go through life and you think you're doing an amazing job. For example, when we first started reaching out to podcasters to see if they'll be interested in our service, we were sending out, let's say, 100 emails per day, and we thought that was insane. We were like, whoa, 100 emails per day, that is nuts. This is incredible. But after a couple of weeks and a couple of months of doing this, we were like, okay, we're getting some calls being booked in, but it was inconsistent. It was very slow, and it's pretty frustrating. But we thought in our minds, we're all in. We're sending 100 emails per day. Like, how more in can we be? And then we came across one of our friends who's actually started a business much later than we had, but he was getting way more calls booked in, 3 to 4 calls being booked per day. And we're like, dude, how the hell are you doing this? This is nuts. This is absolutely insane. How the hell are you doing this? And I think he goes to us, he goes, yeah, man, we're sending like 10,000 emails. And I was like, whoa, 10,000 emails a year? No, not per year. We're sending that every single week. So you can imagine, here we are thinking like we're this big boys in the game. You know, we've been doing this for months on end. We're really working hard. We're all in. But our expectations were terribly managed. Like having that was a massive frame break. We kind of opened my eyes to the fact that we have our own standards, but other people's standards, what we think is amazing after a year is someone else's okay month, you know? And I think that's really, really important. It's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. And for you listening to this right now, like, why even bring this up? I think I'll bring this up because for myself, it's always really important to constantly remind ourselves of, okay, what goal do I have for my podcast? Am I just trying to build an audience? Okay, cool. Well, who has built the type or the size of audience I want to build? When I look at their content, is mine up to par? What are they doing that I'm not? What were the actions that they were taking when they first started their company or their podcast? And if you start noticing how, okay, they're constantly promoting their stuff on social media, again, random example, just go with it. If they're constantly promoting themselves on social media, if they're posting not weekly, they're posting 3 times a week, and they're doing solo episodes whenever they can, and they're making sure they're consistently sharing stuff with their newsletters and whatnot, how can I implement the exact same thing? But how can I do it to the best of my abilities? Working with people with these high standards starts to make you recognize how far you have to go. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It should make you feel better because you recognize, like, oh, actually, if I just tweak these things here and here, my podcast will grow. I'll make more money with my show. But when you're just in your own little bubble and you think your idea of all in is just what you're currently doing and you haven't seen what excellence actually looks like and you're not constantly exposed to it, you're just guessing. You're just hoping that you're doing enough.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. And again, the bottom line of what we're saying here is it all in is completely relative, isn't it? And there's an all in that is just what are the things you just do that on the outside to the average person makes it look like you're all in, versus what are the things that successful people that you want to get similar results to have actually done. And that really is what all in means, isn't it, for the result. And again, the parallel here with podcasting is for most people, the average podcast is, and don't quote me on this, but probably the average podcast puts out an episode a week, right? A lot of it will just be interviews and that kind of thing. And so if someone is doing that, and again, we know how much work goes into actually doing that, so it's an impressive feat to be able to maintain that consistency. But that then just gives you enough to be able to just say to people, yeah, yeah, I'm going all in on a podcast.
I feel like the idea of, like, in the back of your mind, like, we know if we're not going all, like, you have a feeling when you're all in, because, like, you're just moving at a faster pace. You're constantly thinking about this thing. You're trying to improve it every single week. You're in complete obsession over it. But more importantly, you're taking action on it consistently. That's the all-in attitude. It's like, you're obsessed about it. I guess just, like, play on the part that I think we all kind of know when we're all in or not, because there's going to be the back of our mind saying, oh, you could be doing more. Like, you're just guessing here. Like, something needs to change. But when you're all in, you don't really have that thought. It's more action.
Yeah, and I think the difficult thing here, though, is, again, given the amount of time and potentially money people are investing into their podcasts, why should they be motivated to do more and keep going with it and potentially even double down when they're not seeing an ROI? Because I think, playing devil's advocate here, people will say, well, I'm already doing a lot for my podcast. I don't want to invest more, put more time in without being able to see an ROI for it. So what would you say to that?
I think that's a very good question. And if I had to sit and genuinely think what I would say to someone who says that to me and ask me that, is I'd ask them, well, what are you trying to achieve? You know, because if you're trying to achieve something great and exceptional, like, there's no two ways about it. Like, you just have to do a lot of fucking work. Like, it's not, I think sometimes you like to sugarcoat certain things of, like, sunshine and rainbows, but, like, if you're listening to this, you're an expert, you're a business owner, you've done something great with yourself and you're pushing the limits all the time. Ask yourself, have I worked as hard on my podcast as I have building my business? The answer is probably no. But have you built your business to, let's say, 6 figures, 7 figures, or a very respectable size? Yeah. And then ask yourself, well, what work did it take to get to that exceptional level? A lot of work. Let's not sugarcoat it to try to just be pleasing. It's just a matter of, what is your objective with the podcast? If you're trying to get as big as possible, then expect that it's going to be a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of ups and downs. And there's things you can do, listen to this podcast, taking action, making changes, improving the show. All these things help, but you still have to go through that. You still have to give more than what you probably originally thought. Everyone starts a podcast thinking it's going to be easy and straightforward. Then you get into it and you really love it and you enjoy it and have amazing conversation and build out your network. But that's also a lot of hard work. So that's the first thing I'd ask, is, like, what exactly are you trying to achieve?
I'm still playing devil's advocate here. Some people will then come back and say, if it grows, then I'll invest and then I'll give it the time of day. Like, yeah, I want big goals, but I need to see an invest. Like, when it grows, I'll invest to get there. What would you say to that?
I feel like that's a natural reaction that most people would have. If you spend years on a podcast that is not growing, there's two ways you can go. There's going to be one avatar that just says, you know, it's not doing anything, so I'm not going to bother. The other avatar says, you know what, it's not doing anything, I need to make a big change, so let me invest and see what happens. And honestly, I think it's pretty split 50-50, which route people tend to take. the route that I would encourage our listeners to take is to really just explore that. Does it make sense? Am I thinking about this the wrong way? Because anything that you have, for something great to come of it, you have to invest more time. You can't get a six pack without working hard and getting a six pack. It doesn't just happen. You can't get a 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10 wife or partner, whether that's looks or personality, without you doing the hard work yourself. Like, you can't grow a podcast to 10,000 monthly downloads without you investing the time, the energy, the effort, the bandwidth to get to that specific point. You can't build a $1 million business by putting in $10 worth of effort. Right. It doesn't work, and the inputs need to match the output. And I think people sometimes often miss that. And again, it's like, what are you trying to achieve? Most of our listeners will want to grow fast, get big and monetize, whether that's using their podcast to attract more clients for their business. If that's the case, again, you still have to work hard on these systems. It doesn't just happen by luck. You have to be intentional of knowing, okay, I'm going to take this action over a prolonged period of time, and I'm going to test to see the result. I'm going to give this one specific call to action for the next 90 days and see what happens. It needs to be intentional. The work still needs to be done.
So I think you're totally right. And I think the only potential link missing that we need to connect here for our listeners is if they're already, again, I've said this a lot, the kind of doing a lot by doing what actually is more like the bare minimum in terms of like for a podcast to grow, the prerequisite is at least one episode a week, you know, with all this stuff done. But for a lot of people, they actually just think that's just what you do and then it blows up. So let's give people a bit of perspective. What if to some people, and again, this is, I don't blame people at all for this. This is just how the industry looks from the outside and what it appears to be. If what appears to be all in is creating a good episode a week, showing up and, you know, doing a good job on the mic, having good conversations, but ultimately just ticking along, maintaining consistency, what would you say is actually all in if the goal is, let's say, 10,000 monthly downloads? So what are some things that most people don't think about doing or don't know that is worth doing that are trends that you see within successful podcasters? Is that a clear question?
Yes, a very clear question.
The reason I'm asking that is to give people a bit of perspective to bridge the gap between where they are now, if they believe they're all in, and what all in might look like if the goal is actually 10,000 monthly downloads. And then to give them some ideas of actions they can start taking or things they can start to consider.
Yeah, that's a good question, mate. I feel like such a dick sometimes when I'm just like...
Yeah, I'd be like one as well, because I basically just said, yeah, you think you're all in, you're doing a bare minimum. But yeah,
I feel like
we're not here to sugarcoat it, right?
No, and it's one of those things where it's like most people in industry will try to sugarcoat things, try to just tell you a bunch of BS about you can do this and crazy. But it's like, yeah, you can do things to make your podcast grow significantly. And there's definitely cases of that 100%. But the work still has to be done. Like all of our clients have got amazing results. They didn't just get there by magic. They got there by working hard, and unfortunately just having to go through a lot of pain, which, again, from our end, it sounds like bad marketing. Is it easier with getting more listeners to team? Absolutely. But I'm not here to pitch that. My point is, you know, we're not just saying these things to say them, right? Because it's not actually in our best interest to try to just put people off, if that makes sense. I hope it doesn't put people off, but it's not in our best interest to try and make it seem harder. We should be saying, we can make it easy and this and that. And again, the things you can do. But to make it more tangible,
and again,
in terms of,
we can make it easier, but that's besides the point.
In terms of what all in looks like, I think it's more of a mindset shift. It's more like, you know, whether or not you're prioritizing your podcast over like everything else. Like, you instinctively know it, right? Are you pushing in front of everything else? Are you making sure that you're constantly ahead of the game? Are you like, because again, once it's a priority, it almost then magnifies the pain of you not growing. Therefore, you take different actions. What do I mean? If there's a business owner out there who has a podcast, but it's for the fourth thing on their priority list, and they're not growing, they don't really care that it's not growing. Like, would they want it to grow? Yeah. But are they in pain because it's not growing? No. They're not in pain because it's not growing because it's not a top priority. But when something becomes your top priority, it feels painful for the podcast not to grow. And when it feels painful for the podcast not to grow, your entire behavior changes. The same way if you put your hand on a burning stove, you will react, period. You're going to change your behavior permanently. So when you prioritize it and say, no, this is something that I want to do, and you give it a go and it's not been working, your mind starts racing a thousand different ways to change that. It might mean reaching out to a personal coach, like the Get More Listens Academy. It might simply be you just obsessively listening to content about growing podcasts while your podcast isn't growing and consuming the entire back catalog to figure out why your podcast isn't growing. It might be you just being brutally honest and just like going out of your way to ask not family and friends, but to ask friends who you know are going to give you ruthless advice. What do you think of this content? How can you give me an honest review and feedback?
Yeah, it might be you going back, seeing which episode titles didn't get a lot of downloads and changing them, you know, constantly testing things to try and make your show more appealing. It might be you going and listening to your competitor's show with a critical ear, picking out what they're doing great and seeing how you can implement some of what's working in your industry into your own show. It might be reviewing your own show with a critical ear, right? Reviewing back game tape, as they call it, and really seeing how you can improve, how you can be more engaging as a host. Right, these are all the fine margin things, I think. Well, I don't think, I know, because people have shared it on our podcast, getting 10,000 monthly downloads, that these are things they do, right? But this is not something that's included in the kind of bog standard, you know, bare minimum all in weekly activities that we mentioned, right? There's always more you can do to push. And I think these things become very apparent when, like you say, you do, it does become a priority. It does become painful that you're not growing it. And then your mind does start obsessing and thinking of 1,000 different things you can do, right? These are some of the actions that you can actually start taking today.
So from today, ask yourself and be honest, is my podcast the number one priority in growing it? How painful is it for me not to grow my podcast? What things could I do and experiment with to grow my podcast? And how can I take this way more seriously than I've already been already? And I want to let you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Eventually, your new standard of, let's say, like you mentioned about the reviewing your old titles, we've had clients who've had like 400 episodes go back and change every single one. That's all in, right? Now, you might have to
tell Now, you and might they grew a lot for the record.
Now, you might be thinking, well, I haven't got a time to do that. Okay. Yes, you haven't got a time to do that because it's not the number one priority. But if it's the number one priority, your mindset shifts to, yeah, of course, I'm going to take the time to do this because it's the number one priority and it's important. It's a mindset shift. It's a huge mindset shift. The entire way you operate and do your podcast completely changes. But once you're at that level and you're thinking like this and it's the number one priority, the standards, this new standards might feel really hard to begin with. Oh, I've got to do so much more work and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. But make it fun. Make it enjoyable for yourself. It should be fun and enjoyable because you're fixing this problem that you've always wanted to fix. And eventually, that just becomes your norm because you've been operating at this level for, you know, for a long time now. We upload 3 times a week. It doesn't feel like much to us because we've just been doing it since the start.
Yeah.
But because that's now become our baseline norm. So for you, how do you raise that standard for yourself? How do you constantly level up yourself in this podcasting game? How do you become exceptional? That's what we're here to do constantly, to push you to become an exceptional podcaster, to grow fast, to get big, and to monetize as soon as possible. And that means going all in on your podcast.
Right. So thank you for listening. If this episode has been a rude awakening, we love you. It's not meant to agitate. Hopefully we've shown you maybe some good perspective on what all in really means with your podcast and why most podcasts don't grow.